This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
It's time now for Me and My Mates, the show that celebrates those with disabilities with community news and interviews with Erica, Brendan and Taran. Me and My Mates, supported by Life Skills Taranaki.
This is Erica Perry
and Taran Wallace
with Me and My Mates.
Got the girls today.
Yeah, only the girls today. Seems like Brenda's not very well, so yeah, but we're very lucky to have a guest on our show today, Taran.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I managed to get Cullen Williamson to come and talk to us. Hey, Cullen, do you want to just tell us a little bit about who you are, and maybe you could say three things about you that maybe people don't know about you?
All right, sure thing. Well, I'll tell you the stuff that some people will know and fill everyone else in. So I'm originally from Christchurch. I met my partner, Lucy, when we were down at university down there, and we moved to Wellington for a while, and she decided that she wanted to move back to Taranaki after she got a job at Pukeatiki, and it was a great job. So we moved here. That would be about 13, 14 years ago. And we've had two kids in the meantime. So Jamie is nearly four and Molly's coming up two in September. So, my background's in policy. I used to work in central government. Then I worked at Stratford District Council for a while. I worked at Taranaki Safe Families Trust doing family violence prevention for 2.5 years. It was one of the most rewarding things I've ever done. Then I went to New Plymouth District Council. I was there for 8 years, working in the community partnerships team there. And then that's when I first got introduced to Erica and got to know Erica when she was on the Asian Accessibility Working Party there. And then I got the general manager role at Conductive Education Taranaki, and that's where I'm now. And our star employee is Erica, so I'm very lucky. Three things people don't know about me. Well, I scored the first 5-point try for Canterbury, so I was playing like under 10s for Canterbury, and the rule came in on the Saturday night, over the Saturday night, Sunday morning, and we were the first game, and I scored a try straight away. So, and some old guy comes up to me and goes, "You're in the record book, son." So that. Nice. I used to work at Spotlight, the department store, the fabric store.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I didn't know that one about you.
That's one that sort of shocks people. And what else? I'm a big fan of cross stitch. I love cross stitching. I haven't done it for a few years now, but it's all a great way to de-stress. So there's three things.
Cross stitch, that's cool. I used to do cross stitch when I was younger, but I found my fingers didn't have enough patience for cross stitch.
I'd hate to do it now. I'd probably be the same way.
Hey, we're so happy to have you on our show, Cullen. And as I filled you in a little bit when I chatted to you, we're all about disabilities, aren't we, Taran?
Yeah, we are, 100%.
So we like to joke, we like to be serious, we like to do in between, eh?
Yeah.
And so basically we just want to find out about different organisations that are out there that help people with disabilities and, what they do to help people with disabilities. So we wanted to have you come on because I knew that you worked for Conductive Education, i.e. I work there too. But we'd love to know more about, can you tell us about Conductive Education and maybe what its purpose is?
Sure thing. I know a lot of people in Taranaki have heard about Conductive Education. It's got a massive profile here. One of the founders, Craig Nielsen, and his boy Zach have really pushed it here. Everyone would know Craig and Zach. The organisation as a whole is, it's real grassroots. There's been Conductive Educations around the country but there never was one in Taranaki. And Craig and Pip, who works for us, and Emma, who's on the board, and a few others were taking their kids up to Hamilton, you know, 2-3 times a week to get conductive education classes there. And so they said, this is crazy, can't we do it here? I remember I was at council at the time, and I was in the community part doing funding, and I thought Craig was crazy trying to start up something like this, and I think a few people were, but Craig is a bit crazy, and he got it going. So, look, it's a unique way of helping children with motor skill issues overcome those issues and navigate the world a bit better. It's a really practical, hands-on way. So you might, for example, the conductors who are specifically trained in conductive education, or we've got three from Hungary, so that's where it's come out of. It's the only place they can get trained. There is another training scheme in Birmingham in England, but the majority of them come out of Hungary. And we're very lucky to have three of them. They're like hen's teeth, there's not many around. And so one of the practical ways is, for example, if you teach a child to blow bubbles, you know, you stick the bubble stick in the mixture, you lift it up to your mouth and you blow. Well, that's teaching them so many things. It's teaching them to, you know, lift things to their mouth so they can feed themselves, or lift up something that's close to their ear so they can go on the phone. You know, these really,
that's
small,
really cool.
Yeah, real small practical things help these kids learn. And like, there's heaps of singing, and there's heaps of laughter, there's obstacle courses, and I go in when I can to sessions, and it's just a whole lot of fun. I think I might get the sessions a bit easier because all the kids are laughing at me trying to do the stuff they're doing, and I'm just too big to do them, or they've got better coordination than me. But it just shows the quality of these kids and how strong they are, that they can, you know, even though they face these challenges, they're still laughing and learning, and man, they put in the effort in the classes.
That must be really rewarding for you, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm so lucky because the trust has been going for, you know, coming up eight years now, and they've put in the groundwork. I've sort of only come in the past 18 months, so it is really rewarding for me, but I'm working off the back of some really hard work over the past 8 years.
So what's your role in conductive education?
So I'm the general manager. Someone phrased it one day as, I just make sure everyone gets paid. So
you do more than that.
Yes.
Come on, tell us what you do.
So I oversee the whole org, and I report to the board. So setting budgets, making sure we're keeping within the budgets, you know, crucial stuff. Without the money, you know, without the poutier, we'll fall over. Managing staff, listening to what the staff have got to tell me and enacting it. So we may want to change our service slightly, or like there was one thing where we wanted to, you know, increase our income. So we looked at some of our services and said, well, actually we can start charging for some of this outside of our hours, so it gets us an income. To simple things like the team wanted iPads. So I applied to a couple of trusts and we're able to get some iPads. So, yeah, it's just day-to-day stuff there and setting the strategy for the years coming forward, and we've got some really exciting stuff coming up. So, really lucky to be a part of the org.
And those iPads that you're talking about, what kind of a role do they play in helping the children?
Well, there's a number of ways they're used. So documenting the classes, and also, you know, filming the kids doing an action, and then that can be reviewed and they can go back and say, okay, and it can be shown to other people and go, how can we help this child navigate this situation a bit better? To interactive stuff in class, like using the tablets as learning tools. So games on there, specific learning tools. There's ones where they can, you know, you put a special program on it, and those who are non-verbal or struggle with speech can, you know, press buttons and get their voice heard.
That's cool.
That's really cool, Callum. The other question I was going to have for you is, how are you able to run all of this conductive stuff? Like, how do you do it for free, or do you guys have to get money from somewhere, or like how does it work?
Are we
allowed to ask you?
Yeah, totally.
To tell us?
Yeah. It's all in the charity, yeah. so it's all in there. Cool. Yeah, the books are open. A big shout out to Toy Foundation. So they're our major funder. We get, you know, a significant amount of our funding from there. But the other ones is, you know, funding applications, like New Plymouth District Council are really supportive. New Zealand Community Trust, NZCT, so they're the pokies. They're really supportive. Pub Charities, again, another lot of pokies. They were the ones who got us the iPads. And then we do fundraisers, and it's a big part of our job. We are... from everything from flipping sausages to running gala dinners. We have an annual golf day, which is hugely successful. And we're lucky we've got the support of, you know, some pretty famous people whose children have gone through conductive education, either, you know, two down in Christchurch, so Wayne Smith's son. So Wayne Smith, the former All Black coach, his son went through it. And Chris Harris, the former New Zealand cricketer, his daughter used the service as well. And you may remember that when he was on Dancing with the Stars, Conductive Education was his charity. And so Chris comes up for the golf day here. We auction him off at the start of the day, and he goes and plays with one of the teams. So we got $1,000 for him this year, which was great.
Wow, that's cool.
$1,000 for Chris Harris.
Now, I've got to know Chris Harris, and he is a top man, so I'd pay $1,000 to...
You'd pay $1,000 to play with him?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome. That's really cool. So what would be your favourite fundraiser that you would have been part of? I know you've only been with Conductive for a short amount of time, but if you've got to pick a fundraiser, what would be your favourite to be involved in?
The golf day is great fun. Yep. I love going around on the golf cart and talking to people, you know, getting them a feed and a drink, you know, and just chatting with people. I think that's, like, I'm a real people person, so being able to talk to the people who are there supporting us is fantastic, right? They want to see me because, you know, they go, there goes the boss, they want to see me. And I want to chat with them, so that's great. And but we've got a wheel-a-thon, so where the kids ride their bikes around. We had it at the East End Skate Rink last year, and that was great fun. And my kids got to join in that and actually loved it. So it's always laughs, you know, us... Yeah, and getting the adults on these bikes and falling off, and kids doing as many, you know, zooming around as fast as they can to beat their times, and, you know, some of our kids pushing other kids who might find it hard to be in their own vehicle, whatever it may be, and supporting each other. It's great.
Awesome. That's really cool.
And how would one get involved in something like the wheel-a-thon? Can, like, people come and help out? Do you need volunteers? What other things can people do to help, and what other things can people do to even help fundraise for Conductive Education?
We certainly can help out. We've got a really active social media accounts. Facebook is probably the first go-to, so it's just Conductive Education Taranaki. We pop up straight away. We're pretty popular in the old Facebook algorithm, so and yeah, just message us directly or come through to one of the amazing team, and you'll if you want to help out with events, you'll probably get put with Megan, who is great. She's our events and comms person. She's fantastic. Without her, we'd really be lost. And yeah, you can volunteer. We have heaps of volunteers who come along to things. We always need help. You know, the parents of our kids are really great, but yeah, there's only so much you can do. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got a lot of stress. They've got stress, you know, trying to get their kids around other services to improve their life. But they do, they help out, they're great as much as they can, and we really encourage them to be part of it. Like, our fees are very low, so it's accessible to everyone, but that doesn't mean that the cost actually running the service is low. It's quite heavily subsidised. So, and then, like, we quite often do raffles, other kind of prize draws and stuff like that. So, usually all over our Facebook page. So, just buying those. If you've got time to spare and you can help out, then stick your hand up and would gladly take it, your help. And I know there's some organisations out there who fundraise every year, and sometimes they get stuck on who they can fund, and we're always really happy to take the funding, and we're happy to come along and tell a story and talk to people about our service whenever. Thank them for their kindness, and we're very lucky that we've got a community who's so caring here.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
So so what about, what's the criteria for, children to get involved or, receive support from conductive education?
Yeah, it's really based around physical need. Uh-huh. I say kids, and it is overwhelmingly majority, kids. We have teenagers as well, and we've had in the past a few adult clients. It's about the physical barriers.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that if there's both physical and other barriers, so maybe we've got kids who've got physical barriers, but also maybe ADHD or autism or something like that. So, we've got the skills to navigate those as well. But it is really a physical impairment. The first way is, if you've got a child you think might be suitable, is to contact us. All our contact details are on our Facebook page. And contact us, and then there's an assessment done, and the conductor meets with the child and so on and so forth. So we don't have a huge amount of capacity, but that doesn't mean that if a child doesn't fit in, because we do a lot of group, well, the majority of our work is group sessions, so if a child would fit into those sessions, then they'd be able to. But there's no promises. If it's a unique need there, we may not be able to serve it, but we'll definitely be able to direct you into the direction of other services that could.
Awesome.
You were talking about how you've got Megan on your team. What other kinds of services within the conductive education do you guys run?
Good question. We've got an early intervention contract with the Ministry of Education. So that's helping kids who aren't at school yet, they're in daycares or whatever, and help their teachers at the daycares help them as well, and the parents at home. So, these big plans and that the early intervention teacher sets up, and then our ESWs go and act on that and support these kids in the daycare. You could probably tell us a bit about that, Erica. What's your job?
So Caleb's right. I am one of the education support workers. So I go into a couple of daycares at the moment, and basically we have an individual education plan, and we get together and all the services get together that this child's involved in, and we come up with a plan on how to help a child be able to attend daycare and be supported, because they might just need a few extra supports, some one-on-one attention, maybe some help even just finding their spot at the table. They might need help with eating. So yeah, basically my role is to go in there and be an extra support to this child who on a whole can be at daycare on their own, but just needs the extra little bit of attention just because they need it. So usually physically disabled, sometimes intellectually as well, but yeah, they're amazing kids and I just love my role there doing that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I suppose both of you could answer this question, Rez. You said before, Callum, about you were telling us, you know, about just, you know, seeing the kids, I suppose, improve and stuff like that. What would you guys say would be the most rewarding part of what you do with Conductive?
Well, me for one, I love seeing when the child achieves something that they may not have been able to do in the past. Like, even if it's just so simple as making a friend, or, you know, I turn up to daycare today and see the child that I look after interacting with another child. Like, that's huge.
That's awesome.
Just seeing them interacting with another child. And so sometimes even just standing back for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or even 20 minutes and just seeing how a child is doing. You know, they might have achieved picking up a spoon for the first time. So just being able to see those little achievements, for me, that's my take on it. What about you, Callum?
Yeah, like, obviously that's the obvious answer, right? Is seeing these kids improve and improve.
Yeah, seeing how they just grow and develop just with that extra little bit of support that they might not have had before.
And they really nail it. Like, they're so brave. Like, you go into they might be having a hard day, but they still fight through the difficulties they face to complete, you know, the different tasks that are set for them. And, like, the big thing for me is I get to be, you know, get to know these kids, get to be a part of their journey. And just know, they are so much fun. They are hilarious. They are cheeky. They just, and, you know, I love going into the sessions because, as I said before, they just think it's hilarious that the boss is coming into sessions. It's the boss is here, but it's not like that at all. I tell you, everyone bosses me around the office. But I just actually love being a part of that journey with them and seeing them grow.
It's so good to have someone who is passionate about this in the office. You know, you go into some places and you just feel that maybe passion isn't there, and I feel like a passion is really helpful in a role to make, like, the whole teamwork thing happen.
100%.
And it's really cool seeing Callum in the office and just how everyone responds to him, and yeah, it's really cool. Just before we wrap up, Callum, is there anything else that you want to share that you think maybe you've missed out on? Is there any other things that happen with Conductive that you think would be awesome for people to know?
Look, for me, it's about how we work with others as well. Like, we've got a really close relationship with Enabling Good Lives Taranaki. We've got good relationships with the Chamber of Commerce. We've got good relationships, with Access Radio. We've got all these great relationships around places because, you know, they've shown an interest in wanting to support us, and we have returned that favour. So, like, I could sit here all day and shout out all the people who support us. On Golf Day we have Marsh Insurance. We've got a they won the what do you call it now, the auction for a dinner to be served for them by our board. So We've got that coming up, and they're massive supporters of us. We've got Beach Energy, the Rotary in Inglewood. Like, we've got so many people who support us, dozens and dozens of supporters out there, and it just makes your job so much better when you know you're doing it with the support of all these organisations behind you, and it's not just the 15 or 16 of us, it's the whole community.
It is wonderful.
It's like a team effort, eh? If you give, people are more inclined to give back. If you just take all the time, then people are going to start getting tired and weary of that, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%.
Taryn, did you have any more questions for Callum?
No, I think, thank you so much for coming on the show, Callum. It was wonderful, getting to hear about conductive education and, the amazing work that you guys are doing. So, thank you for coming on the show.
Yeah, you're doing really awesome work, eh? Thank you really very much for coming in last minute. I know I messaged you on the fly going, how would you be interested? And you were just like, yeah, I'm there. And I'm like, whoa, okay, hello. So it was really cool that you could come and share a bit about conductive education with us and your role. And it's very much all about the kids though, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, look, thanks heaps. As you say, Erica, if I can come and do this and it helps the kids, I just mow me a job, but now I've made a friend in Taryn who I've never met before, so that's great. I love telling your stories and I love catching up with you guys, so thank you.
That's really cool. We've just really appreciated having you on our show. And we will probably say see you later until next time.
Yeah, and thanks to Life Skills for continuously supporting the show. Thank you to Life Skills. And we'll see you. We'll hang out again later.
Yep, hang out next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website, accessradiotaranaki.com.